Theron didn't say anything. He sat in the pilot's chair, speechless, as Satil's warning ran through his mind.
Jace fights this war out of revenge. It clouds his judgment. It can make him do terrible things if he believes they are necessary to save the Republic.
Theron,
Jace said from the other end of the transmission.
Theron, are you still there?
We're here.
Nos D'Aurel spoke up.
You have to see the big picture, Theron. We have to wait for our chance to stop the Spear, no matter how horrific these attacks may be.
Attacks?
Theron said, snapping out of his daze.
Ruan wasn't the only one?
Theron,
the director's voice snapped.
Your job is to get on board the Spear. This doesn't concern you.
Where will they strike next?
Theron demanded, ignoring the director.
Jace! Where?
Duro,
the Supreme Commander said with a heavy sigh.
They're going to hit the shipyards at 36 standard hours.
Duro was a heavily industrialized and densely populated world. Though the planet itself was too polluted to support life, billions lived in the orbital cities above it. An Imperial attack on Duro would have minimal long-term strategic value for the Empire, but the casualties for the Republic were almost too catastrophic to fathom.
You have to stop them,
Theron said.
Set an ambush! Take out the Imperial fleet the second they enter the system!
That's not going to happen. The Spear isn't going to be involved in the attack.
We're increasing Republic patrols in the sector,
the director added.
But if we scale them up too fast, the Empire will grow suspicious.
Theron, sometimes sacrifices have to be made.
But you have to draw the line somewhere!
The Empire won't, so neither can we.
Satil was right about you,
Theron thought, remembering her final argument.
Hate will transform you into the very evil that you are fighting so hard against.
There's nothing you can do to stop this, Theron,
the director told him.
So do your duty. Complete your mission. The Republic is counting on you.
The transmission abruptly ended, though Theron wasn't sure if they had cut him off or if the Reaver's automated security systems had finally unraveled his tricks and disconnected the signal.